It is the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show with your boy, DJ Smooth D. Come on, D, take it away. Hey, y'all, what's up? It's your boy, DJ Smooth D. This is the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you so much for all you do for the station. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I just again want to say thank you. I appreciate you listening, downloading, and loving the episodes. We have talked about the soul blues. We've talked about Southern Soul. We've talked about gospel. We've talked about that gumbo. And we've talked about the blues, men and women. Ladies and gentlemen, I now want to do this particular episode. It will be simply entitled Cover Songs. Now, mind you, cover songs have been going on since the beginning of music, since the beginning of time. There have been cover songs, they've been sampled songs, they've been everything done when it comes to soul music, R&B, pop, rock, country. Even classical music has been covered at one particular time or another. But in this day and age, there's a big debate, and I mean there is a big debate, on who does the best covers. Who does them? There have been some cover songs that have been amazing. There have been some cover songs that have been talked about to this day. People like Whitney Houston, Mary J. Blige, people like Jodeci. To me, a cover song should be even better than the original. Now, mind you, here's my big take on that. I have, as a music student or a lover of music, I have popped quite a few bubbles. Now, mind you, I don't think at any time that I know everything about music, because I don't. I learn something new every single day. I learn new tidbits, new thoughts, new things that make you wonder about the music itself, because music is a universal language. But I believe, and throw me in the comments, whatever you want to do, I believe a lot of R&B artists don't do enough original music. Here's a perfect example of somebody, and we're going to start the bat off right. We're going to get right into this gentleman's body of work. Luther Vandross. Now, mind you, when it comes to Luther, Luther was an amazing artist. Don't get me wrong. He sounded great. But a little known fact, most of his career was cover songs. Most of it was. Some of his best hits, some of his greatest music was cover songs. I stumbled across a few videos across social media showing how much of a cover song guy he really was. And I found one obvious thing about him. He emulated and almost copied a young lady by the name of Dionne Warwick. One of her greatest hits. We'll start with it. A House Is Not a Home. That was Dionne Warwick. One of the songs that I always thought as well that was one of his signature songs was another cover song. Superstar. Superstar was actually was originally done by a folk group, the Carpenters. So mind you, when I heard that, I was shocked by it. Now mind you, don't get me wrong, this is one man's take on a subject that is talked about every day. Now mind you, everybody's done a cover song a time or two. I recorded some of my first demos as cover songs. Matter of fact, speaking of Luther, I did So Amazing. So Amazing is another classic that was a cover song. But anyway, as I tell people all the time, if you can make a song better than the original, great. Cover the song. But here's the problem with cover songs, the big problem. You got to go to the original artist to get the rights to sing the song. You can go out there and sing a song, cover the song, and not get the get the permission of the other artists and get ripped for it. But you can also do exactly what you need to do and make sure that you are in a good spot, in a good place. Excuse me. Speaking of cover songs, we're going to just kind of, you know, add a little flavor to the situation by, we're going to be talking about some of the past, present, and future cover songs. Now, mind you, in the past, there were many. In the present, right now, there are many more. In the future, there'll be many more. Here's a good example of one. Like I said, A House Is Not a Home was originally done by Dionne Warwick. They sampled the song. Kanye West, Jamie Foxx, and Twista did a song called Slow Jams. If you listen to Slow Jams real close, it's a pitched down version of A House Is Not a Home. Another song, which is, to me, the original will always be the best, At Your Best by Aaliyah with R. Kelly. They did the original version of the Isley Brothers classic, At Your Best. But, I mean, seriously, you can go on and on and on. One that I did not know until recently, within the last, I'd say, 3 to 5 years, was Troop doing All I Do Is Think of You. It's an original song by the Jackson 5. Now, mind you, shout out to Chucky Booker, production done by him over the classic, because it was a classic song. The original version was done in 75. So let's think about it, family. Some of these songs are 10, 15 years old. And you're trying to find a song that is viable, good song. But there again, you got to go to the artist to get the original version of it. Here's one that just you know, increased in volume over, say, the last 10 years. This Woman's Work, it was originally done by a lady by the name of Kate Bush. But the cover guy is Maxwell. He covered it, and he gave it a masculine feel. It's a female song, but it was done by him, and, I mean, amazing track, amazing song. Another one that, I mean, I can't say enough about it. We say it all the time. Mary J. Blige did Sweet Thing. Now, she also did the Rolls Royce classic, I'm Going Down. Here's the argument. There again, the generation is thinking that that was the original version of it. Her version of I'm Going Down, very raw, very gritty. The women think it's the woman's anthem, which it is. I mean, it's a great song. And you hear it also, you hear her, like I said, Sweet Thing, the original Chaka Khan and Rufus classic. That was born in 1970 as well. Aaliyah, for some reason, she chose a lot of Isley Brothers classics. Here's another one she did. It's called Choosy Lover. There again, amazing song. Amazing song. Now, if you want to go backwards, here's one that's a backwards kind of song. Dwele did Open Your Eyes. It was originally covered by our friend, rest in peace to him, Mr. Bobby Caldwell, the Caucasian persuasion, the Caucasian brother that we thought was black for many, many years. Monica and Usher did a great version of the classic by Midnight Star called Slow Jams, which, by the way, if I haven't said this, I probably said it in an earlier version or an earlier episode. The arrangement for Slow Jam was done by none other than Kenny Babyface Edmonds. I want you guys, as you're listening to the music, as I said, if you're cognizant of the music and you really want to learn more, or you want to dive deeper into this whole Southern Soul, R&B soul thing, I want you to go listen to the song called Lovers by by Babyface and listen to Slow Jam by Midnight Star, and you'll hear the arrangement of both of those songs. They are absolutely close. The keys are a little different. The time is a little different. But other than that, it is essentially the same song. So I want you guys to take a moment and go look at that. Listen to that as well. Let me see. Let me find another one that everybody just swears is you know, their song. Let me see. And here's the other thing I want to share with you about covers too. Cover songs are not only an opportunity for the artists to make music and make money, but the original people or the original group, songwriters, producers, to also make money and reincarnate an old song. It just happens. I mean, we see it all the time. Let me see. I'm trying to find another one that I'll give you one, and it's not even on this list that I'm looking at. The song called Sailing. Sailing was written by a young man by the name of Christopher Cross. Written by him. Amazing artist. He was, in my opinion, great guitar player, by the way. But we hear it from Avant down the road. He did a great job with it. Like I said, it's how we all take it. Here's another one that is, to me, is very close to being perfection when it comes to that cover song. Zoom by Big Bub. If you don't know Big Bub, Big Bub was in a group called Today. The original song, of course, we're all aware now, is The Commodores. Brought to us, born in 1977. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of cover songs and who has covered them. Another song. This is, we're going to go jazz. We're going to head to the jazz realm. Careless Whisper, the Wham classic, featuring George Michael. I don't know if that was just him by himself or if it was with Wham. I'm not even sure. 1984. Then we also had a classic jazz track done with Pieces of a Dream by the same name. Great, I mean, just wonderful artists. We always talk about how things are in a cover song. We always talk about how good or how bad the song is, but you have to stop and think about it. It takes a lot of guts to go out here and say, I'm gonna cover the Isley Brothers, I'm going to cover Babyface. It takes a lot of guts to do, because you are not only being critiqued by the artists, but you're also being critiqued by the crowd. And mind you, most people don't know this, but the crowd itself is probably worse than the artists. They will jump in your shit and not come out. They'll jump on you feet first. My Funny Valentine, Chet Baker. And then we had Anita Baker in 1994 to do it. You just have to understand and go on and on and on that a lot of artists, you start with a cover song. I mean, you do. I mean, let's just be fair. Let's just be honest and think about it in terms of that you're going to start out with a cover song. That's easy to do. I mean, it's not hard. Some people don't have the skills to write songs. Some people don't have the skills to compose songs, so they can always go to the archive and get a song that they may like. And you're gonna redo the song. You're gonna redo the vocals on the actual track on the song. You're gonna redo it. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, here's one. We're headed to the blues. ZZ Hill doing "Bring It On Home to Me," the Sam Cooke classic. Sam Cooke, 1962, and redone in 1981 by ZZ Hill, Mr. Down Home Blues. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, people don't get it in terms of the music itself and how the music, obviously the music works. guys, all I can say is literally a lot of times when we're looking at cover songs, we're saying these cover songs are great. Sure, they're great. They're awesome. But if you ever find a cover song that is just a kick in the pants, then you find yourself more and more hating cover songs. Or you find a horrible cover song, a cover song that just sounds awful. Then the first thing you do is you hate them all. You hate all kinds of cover songs. Not just the particular one that was bad. Another one that I tell a lot of people about, Olita Adams, Get Here. She did a classic, which it was literally a song that people say is better than the original, which it is. I mean, honestly, she sung the hell out of that song. Here's one that people always say, oh, Escape did it first. No. This was originally done in 1979 by a group of, I guess they're sisters. One of the sisters still sings Southern soul, or still sings soul music, Shirley. But it's the Jones Girls doing Who Can I Run To? 1979. They made it on their sophomore album in 1995. They made a soul classic out of it. They really did. I mean, they did a great job. One of the ones that people are really, that really, you know, it's excite people when they hear it is Lady Marmalade, the LaBelle classic. And the new one, which was in 2001 for the movie Moulin Rouge. 2001, it was Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Mia, and Pink. They smashed it. I mean, people listen to the original version and say, oh, you know. And like I said, this woman's work. Whitney Houston probably has the biggest cover, the Dolly Parton hit, I Will Always Love You. And at that time, it was on the Bodyguard soundtrack. Killing Me Softly. The Fugees did it. Roberta Flack did it. Little known fact about Killing Me Softly. Roberta Flack wasn't the original artist that did it. The young lady's name, it slips me, but she did it first. Kiki Wyatt and we talked about Avant. They did a cover song called My First Love. Now, mind you, me personally, this particular song I have a real problem with, and I'll tell you why. Listeners always think that this particular song was done best by them. No. They brightened up the song. The song has a little bit more force to it and drive to it. But the original song by Renee and Angela, Miss Angela Wimbush, went on to do, you know, she, this particular group was her was her first group. Kiki Wyatt and Avant, for me, with My First Love, is the brightness of the song. They brightened it up. They turned it up just a little bit and brightened it. The original version, My First Love, is a little bit lighter. You can barely hear it. And that's part of the mixing and mastering process that people always talk about that makes songs sound so good. That's a hard job. Shouts out to the Queen. You'll hear me talk about her all the time. She was the queen, DJ Unique. Mixing and mastering extraordinaire. She mastered one of my songs, which I'm gonna play it for you guys because I own the rights to the song, so I can play that one without any issue or problem. And it's called I Want You. It was a song that I did, and it was an amazing song. It was co-wrote by me and her. She produced and arranged it and composed it. We were co-writers on the lyric side, but I'm very proud of that song. But like I said, My First Love was something that we still have an argument and a debate about. People always say, oh, that was Avant's song first. No, it wasn't. Go look it up. If I'm lying, I'm flying, and I'm too fat to fly. Literally, go look it up. If any of the things that I say are wrong or incorrect, look it up. That's what good old Professor YouTube and Dr. Google do for us. Another song that people rarely talk about anymore. The classic that was done by Jodeci, it was part of the Unplugged series. Now, and I talk about this real quick. We got plenty of time, but I'll talk about it real fast. Unplugged was a experiment that MTV did back in the 90s, I believe. But what they would do is they would take artists, put them in an acoustic environment, and let them sing some of their best hits. They did the Uptown Unplugged. Maxwell did probably his best album, Unplugged. It had all of his hits in it, but it had this woman's work in it, which he went back and did on the next album. It was just an amazing series of great artists. You should go back and find it. I'm sure it's on YouTube. I'm sure MTV might have it archived somewhere. I don't know where they've got it archived at, but they've got it archived somewhere. And let's talk a little bit more about these the cover songs that people say, oh, they're just they sound horrible. Okay, got another one for you. And let me find it, because it's actually one of my favorite cover songs. Let me see. Giving Him Something He Can Feel. In Vogue. I forgot who the... It slips my mind there again. I don't know it all, and this brain does not hold everything. There's also been a discovery that Mr. Telephone Man, the R&B hit that was done by New Edition, it was a cover song. Let me see. Let me think of another one that I was really, really wanting to kind of drive home on here. Let me see. Let's go here. Proud Mary. Creedence Clearwater Revival. They were another one. You have to think about it like this, and covers go across musical genres. Smooth jazz is a perfect example of a cover-rich environment, simply because, to me, jazz and soul music, like I said, blues is always the foundation, will always be that way. But a lot of your R&B hits are immediately or a few years after redone by a smooth jazz artist. And the list of those goes on and on and on. You can start with Boney James. He did a cover of Sweet Thing. Gerald Albright did what they call Champagne Life by Ne-Yo. He did a wonderful, cover songs can be enhanced. You've got the likes of, talk about blues. Like I said, T-Bone Walker did Stormy Monday. Everybody's covered that song. B.B. King. Literally. And Respect, that's another one that just popped into my head. Respect was originally done by Aretha Franklin. Not Aretha Franklin, let me twist that, I'm sorry. Otis Redding. And then Aretha Franklin came along and did it better. If you listen to both of those, they're the extreme opposite. Here's one that I don't really think should have been a cover, but it was covered. Gladys Knight and the Pips did Heard It Through the Grapevine. Then coming along a few years later, here comes Marvin Gaye doing it. Marvin Gaye did it first. He did it after them. Let me find it. I've got it right here in front of me. I was just talking about it, and it popped on me. See if I can find it. Well, let's see. Mm, Come on, come on. I know you. Here it is. It's hard to say which was the original, which the cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, since, well, let me read the tone again. It's hard to say which was the original and which was the cover. Heard It Through the Grapevine, since Gladys Knight's barnstorming version tops the charts a year before Marvin Gaye's smooth groove take, yet the latter was actually recorded first. So I'm backwards. I'm sorry. Both versions were technically cover songs, since the original version overlooked Miracle's album. Miracle's track. Okay. So we've got another contradiction that I didn't even know. See, you learn something new every day. We can all learn together. So the original version of Heard It Through the Grapevine was actually done by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. But then we had another recording of it by Marvin Gaye. Then we had a third recording of it by Gladys Knight. So Smokey Robinson and the Miracles did it very first. So I didn't even know that. See, so, and this is coming from a article from Discover Music. It's titled Best Cover Songs, the 60 Definitive Cover Versions You Need to Hear. So I need to go listen to that myself. Never heard of it. The Beatles did a cover of the Isley Brothers classic, Twist and Shout. The original version was done in 1962. The Beatles were, like I said, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr. They thrived with soul music. They thrived with it. They loved it. They loved soul music. Just like the Rolling Stones, they love blues. Eric Clapton loves blues. So there again, we're going back to the pot of gumbo. It's still on the stove. It's never stopped simmering. It's still hot. You can still eat it. That's what I was saying about blues and about soul music itself, that a lot of times if we don't say to the music, hey, you're still here, people forget about it. That's why I always encourage you guys, as we're diving into this and you're hitting these episodes and these cover songs, go search for it yourself. Go find out something new about some music. Just learned a new fact about Larry Graham, the father of slap bass. Did the R&B classic number one hit, One in a Million. He invented thumping or slapping. I didn't know that. Here's one more that I just learned today. Like I said, I'm always constantly, my support is videos and kind of things, snippets of information. Isaac Hayes. I'm sorry. He wrote the Shaft soundtrack, the original Shaft. Now, not the second or the third one. The original Shaft, Robert Roundtree Shaft. He had the first platinum album. His following album, Black Moses, was a double platinum album. First ever. Look it up. Like I said, that's my thing. I don't want to be out here telling half-truths and lies and things like that. If you're not sure about something, hey, look it up. Look it up. Find out. Find the answer. Let's start a dialogue, you know. But you have to realize that a lot of this music that we got floating around here was just that. Was music. Share something else with you since we're sharing this evening. The song by Johnny Gill, My was turned down by none other than the Whispers. And if you listen to the song real close, it has the Whispers written all over it. It does. So, here's another one. Miss Roberta Flack, there again. She did the Peggy Seeger classic from 1957. The first time I ever saw your face. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the one that's really covered regularly is Al Green doing all of his classics, Love and Happiness. He covered the Bee Gees hit, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And let me find this new, the cover's not even that old. Let me see if I can find him. I'm typing at the same time, so let's see. Let's see. Here we go. I think that's his name. Okay, so here's a new one. I think let me see. Allow. Okay. Okay, so here's a triple cover. We're talking about another cover here. Triple cover. And I think this was, to me, I guess there was someone that might have covered it before he did. The new single by Jameson Ross. He does a song called Say You Love Me. And when we come back to the next episode, I'll make sure that this is correct. I'm looking at it, but I have to dive a little deeper, and I might have to run down that rabbit hole anyway. DJ Rogers did it first. Jameson Ross just did it in 24, sometime in the last 2 to 3 months. If you listen to both of those songs, brighter songs, there again, cover songs are just what it says. It don't mean you're supposed to jump right on that cover. Although I've heard it done. That's the other one that I don't really care for, and y'all can shoot me in the comments when you get ready. I don't like an artist to just go and just hop on that track. Go fix the track. Go brighten the track up. Get somebody else to play the track. Then sing it. Unless you just don't have any musicians, which nowadays people don't. They don't have musicians at all. Here's something else to think about. As I said, most of the time, we have a lot of things going on that causes a lot of things to happen that causes cover songs. We just talked about the death of one of the Tavares, one of the Tavares brothers. He passed away. Hall & Oates did a cover song of I forgot the name of the song, but you got another one that's a really good song that he did first, and I had to go back and listen to the original version. Phil Perry did Call Me, the Aretha Franklin classic, and I heard her version of it. Her version was more rough and more raw, meaning it sounded like all that was in the song was a upright piano. Phil Perry's song had a horn in it. It had guitars in it. It was a clearer song. So, ladies and gentlemen, I say that to say all this. Cover songs cover genres. Look at the classic, I Will Always Love You. That's a country song. Look at the song, I Forgot to Be Your Lover by William Bell. Jaheim covered the song. He sung some different lyrics, but at the end of the day, it was I Forgot to Be Your Lover. Artists want to do a song. They don't really have a creative idea in their head. A lot of artists will not write a new song or will not cover a song for fear of the song sounding worse than the cover. They'll do it. They'll wait and write their own songs. Some artists don't believe in doing a cover song for the disrespect. Because there have been some artists that have just went ahead and did the song and didn't care. If it was reckless, if it sounded bad, if it was, you know, you have to have a mutual respect for the song in order to be able to do it. You have to have some sense of, okay, well, I'm going to respect the song. You have to respect it. If you don't respect the song sounds bad, then you're in the middle of a firestorm. That's why a lot of artists will, like I said, not do it. A good example of a great song that's in Southern Soul. The first song was Show What Me. It was by Ronnie Lovejoy. The second artist that did it was the legendary Tyrone Davis. He did it. Did a great job. We know there's two versions of the song. No damage to the version. Everybody wants to cover Southern Soul artists. I'm going to get right in that pot with feet first. When a lot of artists will do cover songs, they will do a cover song that is popular. It's the original artist is still playing on the radio. A couple years back, King George came out with Keep On Rolling. Everybody and their mama wanted to sing Keep On Rolling. Now, Bobby Rush did something different. He didn't do a cover song. He did an answer, which you can answer a song. It's been done many times. He had a song called One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. So, there again, some artists look at cover songs as a detriment to the song, a disrespect to the song. There is no way in hell I'm going to cover that song. They have that much respect for it. Tell you one song I could never, ever, 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 ever cover, even if I had a voice of an angel. Candle in the Wind by Elton John. No. Some of Michael Jackson's stuff, no. And Prince, some of his stuff, hell no. If I was an artist, I would run from a Prince song to try to cover it. Somebody said, cover Insatiable. No. I would probably be kicked out of music because I would say no to it. Simply because the song is so timeless. Now, I'm sure there's somebody out there that's done it. There have been some artists that have done it. I haven't heard it. I don't know if it's been done or I'm sure it has, but it may not have made the air or maybe something that they've got in their archives. Marvin Gaye is the same way. It's more specifically, any song off the What's Going On album. You don't do that. There is There's no possible way to do that. If you do that, you got to be money hungry or nuts, whichever one you want to say first. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular debate, it's like anything else. It's like chocolate or vanilla, cream or no cream. It's like, do I want cheese on my cheeseburger? It's the, as we say in sports, who's the GOAT? Who's the greatest of all time? We talk about LeBron and Michael. We talk about all of these artists doing these cover songs. And it's a debate that will continue to go on. But I do this to kind of steer your mind a little bit. To kind of say to yourself, well, who does have the best cover? To make you go listen to the music. That's what I always want people to do with the music. I want you to go listen. I want you to keep this music going. I want you to go back a little bit. And listen. And hear it. And say, oh, I like that version better. Or I like that one better. A dialogue begins. People dialogue. People say, oh, I like that. I like that. That's what I want. Just like I said about Southern Soul, I want you to go out there and listen. I want you to go out there and be a student of the music. Keep this music going. Keep all of this stuff going because it's all that's left. I just saw a story. There again, I'm always reading, I'm always listening, I'm always watching videos in my spare time. That the next thing now, which is already out, is AI. Eventually, AI will take over the recording industry. Shouts out to Digging the Crates. It's a YouTube channel that talks about hip-hop culture and how R&B, soul, country has been poured into hip-hop, jazz. Like one episode that he talks about the fake song Curtis Mayfield had, which was Diamond in the Back, which he didn't do that song. He never did it. It's just his sound and his voice that sounds like it. But the gentleman that did it, he only had one hit. He was a one-hit wonder. But that's the thing about it. I want you to be stimulated by this. I want you to think about things and to say, oh, I didn't know that Luther was kind of a cover king. And I didn't know that Aaliyah did a lot of cover songs. Whitney Houston and Pieces of a Dream and Mary J. Blige and Avant and Al Green and the Bee Gees and all of these artists doing music back and forth across genres. That it's not always a artist going into the studio and producing a song every time, because they don't. You can't. There has to be some sense of a break or some sense of some break from normalcy. A lot of artists don't say that. They don't bring out the fact, oh, I did a cover song and it's now a big hit. They don't say that. I had never heard an interview of Luther saying, oh yeah, I cover all my songs. I never heard him say that. Now, don't get me wrong. He might have said it in an interview. But there again, we've got to realize and understand that if we don't continue to listen to this music and continue to generate a debate, or not generate a debate, but more like if we don't have a dialogue about the music will go away. That's what I always say about Southern Soul. That some of the earlier artists are still being played because you've got fans. You've got people that get up every day and listen to it. Prime example, Mel Waiters. He'll never go anywhere because of one song, Hole in the Wall. But he'll also be around like the B.B. Kings, like the Denise LaSalle, like Shirley Brown, like, I don't know, Lattimore. people equate straightening out to Lattimore. But you had another artist did it. O.V. Wright did a version of it, which was a cover. Now, I'm not sure which one came first, because there again, there's never been a definitive answer. But there again, as I said about Ronnie Lovejoy and Tyrone Davis, great songs. If you listen to O.V. Wright and Lattimore doing Straighten It Out, it's two different songs. O.V. Wright was another one. He did a version of Precious Precious, which had been done many times. Sweet Home Chicago, that song was another song that had been covered by so many different people. But every time you heard it, it was a different song. So you want a cover song to be different, but you don't want to be so different that you damage the original. I don't know how else to say it. But as I said, a lot of times, a lot of artists will do exactly what not to do. And then you've got some artists that do exactly what they need to do. So shouts out to all the artists. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I can't play music on here. I'm sorry. I definitely encourage you guys to go and look up WUNK Southern Soul Radio. It is on Google. You just simply Google it. And there are some major platforms that it's on. It plays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from coast to coast and around the world. It's in over 52 countries right now and growing. It is a 10-year journey that we're still on. Like I said, the queen, if you hear WUNK, her name was DJ Unique, UNIK. The queen passed away a few years ago. If you go to our website and look up WUNK Inc., you'll see some pictures of her. She's also on Facebook, Twitter, IG. On my IG feed if you'd like to see her. So we're headed back to the charts. Shouts out to the charts. Thank you so much to Urban Influencer. They give us a Southern Soul chart every week. Shouts out to them. And we're going to hit the top 30. They've got the top 30 songs in Southern Soul. This is as of May the 6th, 2024. Shouts out to them. At number 30 right now, Son of Soul doing Hard to Say Goodbye. Lady Red Top is doing at number 29, doing Trail Ride. Number 28 is Vic Allen doing Ain't No Stopping Me. I don't know what that means. I gotta find out because I haven't heard it myself. At number 27 is Mr. Kane doing Getting My Party On. 26 is Shay Nicole doing Do Right. Number 25 is C-Mo Smooth. He took my name. Worth the Risk. At 24, the classic R&B group, Force MD's 3, which it is Force MD's. It's some of the original members. Good Lover. At number 23 is Mr. Raymond doing Sunshine Lady. At number 22 is P.O.B. Jay Marshall doing Bootlegger. At 21 is Solomon Jones and Solomon Thompson, Shouts out to Solomon Thompson all the way in Mobile. And Miss Toya Jones doing All on You. Number 20 is Mikhail and Angel Faye Russell doing Ride It. At number 19 is Melodic Princess giving Me Some Love. Okay. At number 18, Jody doing Juicy. We all know what that means. At number 17, another single from Miss Angel Faye Russell doing Girls, Girls, Girls. At number 16 is Nelson Curry doing Put That Thing On Me. That's little known fact about Nelson Curry. Nelson Curry has been in the business probably 20 plus years. He was one of the, he helped with Tony Mercedes when he was doing a lot of that, we call it booty music. He helped with that. And he also had the number one hit in Southern Soul called Sugar Shack. Great song. At number 15 is JB Mood Swing doing In Love With You. At number 14 is J.R. Blue, Show Enough Change. At number 13 is C. Jones and Mr. Willie doing song of the same name, Mr. Willie. I wonder what that means. At number 12, L.J. Eccles doing Let's Get Drunk. And that's a whole different Let's Get Drunk if you've been listening to it. At number 11 is Gwen Yvette doing Big Girl World. At number 10, well, number 11. Number 10 is Cat Daddy doing Two Wrongs. Number 9 is Too Smooth doing Jam Tonight. At number 8 is Will Gatlin doing Jody. At number 7, Mike Clark Jr. has taken off. Now, mind you, he's doing a whole different kind of thing with Southern Soul. He did Auntie's Outside, and he's got a new single with DJ Trucker and Mr. Hanky. Got it going on. Got to read, D. At number 6 is, at number 4, Hollywood the Classic doing Sweet Potato Pie. But wait a minute now. There's more than one version of Sweet Potato Pie. Miss Sassy, she's out of Dothan, Alabama, did a Sweet Potato Pie. Let's see. At number 3 is the infamous King George doing It's Over. At number 2 is 803 Fresh with This Ain't That. And the number 1 song in the country right now by the Urban Influencer is Sky Whitley featuring Cowboy Tap doing Cut Friend. Guys, I'm going to say something to you about these songs. Now, mind you, the songs you hear on these charts, on the Southern Soul charts, a lot of times they are the most played songs. Now, that whole thing about the most played songs does not necessarily say that it's played all over the country. But it can be. It's possible. It can be done. It is done from time to time. Sometimes it's never played at all. Sometimes it's based on YouTube. Now, there is a debate, which I'm part of that debate, of where the music should go first. Most of these artists that are on this chart, they go straight to YouTube with it. They don't give it to the DJs. A lot of times the DJs have to hunt it down to get it played. So bear that in mind and govern yourselves accordingly. Also, as part of this chart, there's also some new ads. New ads mean just what it says. These songs have just dropped within the last, I'm going to say the last 10 to 14 days, if not a little bit longer. They'll be added to the chart the next time you look up. So, and this is, of course, I'm sorry, number 30, Trey Williams with Stress Reliever. And number 29 is Rabbit Ore with Slow Motion. So you can find these charts on the internet. There again, you just Google it. Tyrone Davis has a chart. The Urban Influencer has a chart. And there's many other charts. They're going to be totally different. They're like Billboard. They're like your songwriter's charts, BMI. All of these charts are different. Everybody's different. But you'll find some normalcy in some of these songs because a lot of the charts kind of mirror each other slightly. You've got some ads, which ads mean, like I said, these are new songs that are going to come to the chart within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Mr. David doing Sugar Daddy, which I don't even have that song, and I'm going to go to Mr. David and fuss. Arthur Young featuring J-Wan coming in hot, which you know what that means. Mark Holloway and Stephanie Luckett doing Waddle in It. Okay. And Jeff Bradley doing You Only Call. So there again, like I said, a lot of this music is going to be totally different from chart to chart. Of course, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, don't take this to heart, but Southern Soul is a totally different genre. Like I said, that pot of gumbo over there has got a lot of other stuff in it. And we will, over the coming weeks, I'm going to, as a matter of fact, next week, when you get your next episode, it will be a rant. I've got a lot to say. You're probably hearing some of the same stuff. Some of you may be first-time listeners, may hear some things that you don't want to hear. Thirdly of all, Southern Soul is, to me, it's really good music. Don't get it twisted. It's your barbecue, outback mom, dad with the beers, kids out back playing in the water type music. But it's also a music that is deeply rooted in confusion. So anyway, so with the charts being said, again, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for downloading and listening to this particular podcast. Again, the podcast will be entitled Covers. When you hear this podcast, like I said, if you want to know more, there is more all over the internet. Over the coming weeks, I want everybody to go out to, I'm going to give us a link, and I'm going to give you a description, because we're going to start doing stuff on Spotify. I've got a couple of playlists that I'm working on as we speak. I'm going to give you the link to those. Go out and listen. I want you to enjoy the music. And this is for everybody that is wanting to find something new. So, as I said, thank you for listening. Thank you for loving. Thank you for downloading and following me. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate your time, your effort, your understanding. And we're going to probably talk more in the next week or so. The next one you will hear. The next episode will be entitled The Rant of Southern Soul. It'll be just that. It'll be half hour, 45 minutes. It might be longer. It may be absolutely too long for you to listen to. But please listen. Please love. Please enjoy. This is DJ Smooth D. You are listening to the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show. All right, family, thank you so much for listening, loving, and enjoying this episode of Covers. Always remember, the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show is all on your favorite podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, and, of course, Pandora. So check us out. We definitely love you and hope you're having a tremendous evening. This has been the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show with your boy, DJ Smooth D. Thank you so much for listening, loving, and enjoying us. Have a great day. This has been the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show with your host, DJ Smooth D. Thank you so much for listening.